call me the hard luck boy. People wonder why I'm a hard luck boy. And it's all because of my funny smile, really. I earned this smile. A slant smile. Some people call it the Lyle Lovett smile. They want to know what a hard luck boy is, and I tell them. It all happened a very long time ago, when I was just a boy. My mother took me on what she called a little shopping trip, 4 or 5 states away, to a city she'd never been to before. And when we finally pulled into the department store parking lot, we were the first ones there. "This is what you gotta do," she said, "if you wanna get the deals. You gotta get here early." We walked in and she knew right away what she was after. It was a circular garment rack full of all sorts of dresses. Big old clearance sign above it. "You know how at home you always like to play fort? Well, son, come on over here. Go ahead and crawl inside this garment rack, and you can have all the fort you can handle." And with that, I watched her walk away. But before too long, all sorts of ladies started coming up, a-pecking away at the dresses. And all I could see was legs, legs, legs. Brown ones, white, smooth ones. Legs in wheelchairs, legs with canes, anklets and tattoos. Till the dresses were gone, and all that was left was me, sitting in the middle of an empty metal circular garment rack. By then it was closing time. Some of the lights had shut down. There were no more customers. And a pretty young lady walked by. Startled when she saw me, she said, "Oh my, what have we here? Young boy, what is your name?" "Tommy." "Well, Tommy, where is your mommy?" Well, like I said, that's how it all happened. All those years ago when I was just a boy. And to this day, I've never seen my mother. I'm a hard luck boy. Got a hard luck mind. Keep my days with a hard luck kind.